Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Shani Blackway, Praise Accelerates Grace by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Despite being misdiagnosed 5 times and now living with metastatic breast cancer, Shani Blackway is making the most out of what she sees as her life purpose. Shani Blackway, 31, lives in Boksburg, Gauteng, with her husband and their 5-year-old daughter. In early 2022, Shani had pain in her chest. Since it was so high up, she didn't think it was related to her breast. Due to the worsening pain and then a noticeable lump, she went to various GPs and had an ultrasound, with them saying it was a fibroadenoma. Shani wasn't at peace and asked to be referred to a specialist who ordered a biopsy. The result was inconclusive, so another biopsy was done that September and sent to a different lab. This result was a fibroadenoma. Mentally, this took a toll on Shani, with her family questioning her. It felt like people thought I wanted it to be life-threatening, but no one knew the pain I was in. I knew something was amiss in my body. The next 3 months, Shani lived with a debilitating pain, and her husband encouraged her to have the fibroadenoma surgically removed. After consulting a general surgeon, the lumpectomy was planned for the next day. The surgery took longer than expected due to the lump being attached to the muscle. The surgeon explained that it had different characteristics to the fibroadenoma, and it would be sent to pathology, adding that he thought she was right questioning the fibroadenoma diagnosis. At age 28 in January 2023, after a year of misdiagnoses, Shani was diagnosed with stage 2 triple-negative breast cancer. The one positive aspect was the instant pain relief. The pain from the surgery was nothing compared to the pain that I was in previously. The news still came as a shock to Shani and her husband, with many tears shed together. A chemo port was inserted and 16 rounds of chemotherapy commenced. In August, Shani underwent a nipple and skin-sparing double mastectomy. In October, she started 31 sessions of deep breathing radiation due to the targeted area being close to the heart. The loss of hair from chemotherapy was the hardest for the young mother, as she had a natural afro and was a hair influencer, so it felt like she lost part of her identity. Ongoing financial strain. The cost of treatment caused financial strain on the Blackway family. Some specialists charge 200 to 300% above the medical aid rate, so you're left with copious co-payments. The first 6 months of chemo, at times we didn't even have electricity, our car insurance lapsed, and so on. We are still recovering today, and my mother and sister still help us with groceries. Basic things like having petrol money to go to my physio appointments are a struggle. Never did I think I would have to ask people for financial help, but here I am, and thankfully taking it day by day. Brain metastases. In March 2024, Shani had been battling fatigue. She went to a GP who said it was exhaustion due to all the trauma she had been through and booked her off for 2 weeks. It felt like my body was crashing. The symptoms only got worse with dizziness, vomiting and a headache. But this headache was different. Every time I lifted my head, it felt like my brain was hitting my skull, like it wanted to explode. After sharing these symptoms with her treating doctors, one doctor referred her for a CAT scan. Upon this result, she was sent for an emergency brain MRI. The doctor phoned me and said they found something and requested bed rest until I saw her the following week, as I could have a seizure, a stroke, or not wake up the next morning. That weekend my family came over, and we all made peace that the cancer was back. The next week, Shani was told that the cancer had spread to her brain and was given the following options. 2 different types of radiation, surgery, or palliative care, which entailed whole brain radiation. She was also told that she would need to upgrade her medical aid, as the current plan wouldn't cover these options. She went home and prayed about the decision and chose to have brain surgery and start palliative care. Craniotomy. In April, a craniotomy was performed to remove the tumor on the back of her brain. She was informed that she will be in ICU, may need a ventilator, and possible rehabilitation to learn how to walk again. When I came to, I was singing the goodness of God. The next day I was walking around in ICU, and the third day outside. All in all, I was in hospital for 7 days, she explains, saying her speedy recovery was a miracle. 2 weeks later, Shani went to Cape Town to have a complete break away from everything. Once she was back in May, she underwent 15 sessions of whole brain radiation, and she jokes that this is how she celebrated her 30th birthday. After surgery and radiation, Shani experienced extreme fatigue, saying she was a walking zombie. It was also hard to get a good night's rest, as she couldn't just lay her head down, as she says, it felt like my head had been blown up. She also experienced short-term memory loss. Juggling cancer, work, and life. During this whole journey, Shani was put on temporary disability twice, but has since gone back to work. However, she says it's taxing on her. A big question for me was, will I ever go back to normal? And the answer is no. This is my new normal, and I have to accept that. My body is in chronic pain. I go for weekly physio to assist with pain management. I'm also not allowed to exercise. My doctors told me the side effects, nausea, fatigue, and neuropathy, will be lifelong. I also no longer wear high heels, but flat shoes. Her mother-in-law was a great support for her husband and daughter when she came to live with them. Shani's mom would also help when she could. Shani adds, "When I first got cancer, I sought counsel on how to break the news to my daughter. When we got the news that the cancer had metastasized, I realized why some parents don't tell their children. We had just celebrated that the cancer was gone, and my daughter was telling her teacher and friends. Now we had to tell her that it was back. Thankfully, she is doing well." Opening a foundation. Shani is happy to share that an MRI done in September showed no signs of cancer, and she continues with her 3 monthly checkups. She has since opened the Shani Blackway Foundation in April 2025 in hopes to assist people who can't afford cancer treatment and highlight that cancer can affect young people. "I want to be the person I needed when I was going through treatment. I know how it feels to not know how you're going to get your next appointment and there is no transport money." She has also launched an online talk show, Praise Accelerates Grace, where she has interviewed her husband, caregivers, and fellow breast cancer survivor, Lillian Dubé. Despite her diagnoses, she is making the most of what she sees as her life purpose.